listening to Environmental Health Chat, a show from the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences that explores the connections between our health and our world. I'm Ashley Ahern. In our previous episode, we celebrated the 25th anniversary of the Environmental Career Worker Training Program with an interview with the program's director, Sharon Beard, and one of its first graduates, Martinez Hancock. Well, we're back with a sequel to that story. The program is designed to deliver health, safety, and job-specific training for people from marginalized communities. The goal is to get participants into careers in the environmental and construction industries. But there are other success stories to be told about this program. Not all of its graduates have gone on to work in the environmental or construction industries. And today, I want to introduce you to one woman who took a different path that's also worth celebrating.
Okay, my name is Rocío Treminio López, and you can call me Mayor López. That's the easiest way to call.
Rocío Treminio López was elected mayor of Brentwood, Maryland in 2015. The town of 3,400 people is just outside of Washington, D.C. More than half the residents are Hispanic. Mayor López says leading this community is a lot of work. Her four kids aren't always happy with her long hours.
But then they encourage me back and say, no, Mom, you're doing a great job and you should continue, because it's the debate every 2 years whether I run or not, because the elections here in a little town like Brentwood is every 2 years. So this is my third period that is ending on April 30th, 2021. So meaning that I'm going to be running for re-election next May.
So do you get to hold the big scissors and do ribbon cuttings and things like that?
All the ceremonial things that you can might think of, yes, I do.
Is that, do you like that part of your job?
It's good, but you know, we coming from a background that we are hands-on people. I like more like to do the work than just be there for the picture.
Mayor López came to the U.S. from El Salvador as an undocumented immigrant when she was 14 years old. She graduated from high school and was living with her mother when she had her first child. She didn't have a job. Then she heard about the Alice Hamilton Occupational Health Center. It was one of the first centers to receive support from the NIEHS Environmental Career Worker Training Program. Treminio López remembers she was excited to hear that the center was offering a training program in Spanish. Participants received $5 per day for the training, which was a lot of money for her back then.
But then it wasn't just, you know, about the money. It actually was about what I was learning through the program. So I started going, I got interested, everything that was taught there, the hands-on, all the things were so engaging. It was like, you don't want to miss a day because everything was so amazing what they were doing when you have to put all those suits and you have to learn about lead and asbestos.
The lessons about the hazards of lead and mold were particularly interesting to her as a new mom. Mayor López was worried about what her daughter might be exposed to in the affordable housing where they lived.
My daughter was a very sick child when she was small. She had asthma. And that's another thing that, you know, I had to understand, you know, what the condition, the weather, the environment, everything that what I was living on, it was affecting her health. So that's how, you know, I really got engaged into this program to know more.
Mayor López completed the program in 1999 and then decided to take a job as a receptionist at the Alice Hamilton Occupational Health Center. She quickly moved up to an administrative role, coordinating programs, keeping schedules, and filing paperwork. It was her first job ever and a huge turning point in her life.
Everything changed. You know, I was able to afford a vehicle. I was able to get my apartment because I was living with my mom. So it did mean a lot to me because it changed my life for good. After getting myself together, I was able to say, you know what, I'm on my own. I am an independent person. I will be able to provide for my child. So I was able to, you know, start my life over.
As a Spanish speaker, Mayor López was also an important part of the center's ability to serve a more diverse group of participants. After she left the center, she went on to get her cosmetology license. Then she worked for a bank for a while. But she said those jobs didn't fulfill her the way her work at Alice Hamilton had.
I always felt that I needed to help. I always felt that that I have that passion for serving others. And I remember working at Alice Hamilton. There was a lot of kids. They were struggling. They went through the same thing as I went. They had issues at home. They have domestic violence. They had drug abuse.
Mayor Lopez saw herself in the people she was serving at Alice Hamilton. And she carried that commitment to service with her in her next job with a nonprofit that provided home visits to young first-time mothers.
And usually they were young, too young to be, because I was 20 when I had my daughter, but these girls, they were like maybe in the 14, 15-year-old. And I worked there for close to 7 years.
She shared with the young girls what she'd learned at Alice Hamilton. She talked about lead, the environment, and the importance of protecting their health as young mothers and the health of their children. She said this work motivated her to take on a leadership role in her community.
And that's how I got into politics, because I feel like, you know, you need to be on the other side too, because otherwise people are not listening.
The knowledge she gained through the Environmental Career Worker Training Program has made her a better mayor, she says. Through the program, she learned about environmental justice and the disproportionate exposures low-income and communities of color face when it comes to pollutants. As mayor, she thinks about how hazardous materials like lead and asbestos can affect the health and safety of her constituents, especially those who face economic challenges. For her, being mayor is about service, not power.
Even if I'm the mayor today or not, I still will care about the people. I will still care about my senior. I will still care about the single mom. I will still care about domestic violence. I will still care about environmental issues. I will still care that I want to improve my neighborhood. I want to improve my town, because here's where I live. And at least, you know, if I cannot change the world, at least I can change the space where I live.
Mayor Lopez, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you, Ashley, and thank you so much for the time.
Rocio Chamino Lopez has been the mayor of Brentwood, Maryland since 2015. She graduated from one of the first training programs offered in Spanish by the Alice Hamilton Occupational Health Center in 1999. The center was one of the first organizations funded by the NIHS Environmental Career Worker Training Program. I'm Ashley Ahern. Thanks for listening to Environmental Health Chat. Thank you.